Could this be the ultimate anti-aging pill in a bottle? David sold his company to GlaxoSmithKline for $720 million, but it's still too early to know whether it works on humans.
I'm a scientist. Occasionally I experiment on myself as well, and so I started taking resveratrol as soon as we had tested it on yeast cells. Now, looking back, that was a little mad. We didn't know if it was toxic, might even have caused cancer. Fortunately, we now know that resveratrol is, as far as we can tell, relatively safe. My wife started taking resveratrol. My family does. Now, I don't endorse it. It's still an investigational molecule. But I felt that the science was strong enough for me to take that risk. And I know what's going to happen if I don't take it.
So now, as an anti-aging scientist, what would his goal be?
I'd be happy, you know, living another few hundred years, but I don't think that's going to happen. Eventually, I'll grow old and die. But if I can live a long, healthy life, maybe to 90, 100, 110, that would be fine with me.
Though David Sinclair is confident about this drug, it'll be a while before he'll know for sure. Meanwhile, on the other side of the continent, another scientist was working on one of the most established anti-aging beliefs.